going hand in hand. We talking sports and music. Yep, they going hand in hand. Ballin' with my beats on. Gotta have that upper hand. Tying up my sneakers. Yeah, my ballers understand. And I hear them yelling from the stands. What they saying? Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Yep, it's going hand in hand. Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Gotta get it how we can. S&M all day. S&M all day.
Sometimes I look around and wonder why it's free will and the choices we make. I know it seems ill. God help us, I know it ain't real. The devil on my shoulder, but I wanna see still. Sometimes you don't think about it till you older. Trying to figure out why we ran up in that Kroger and hit licks with things we never got caught with. Cop came too late, we at the apartment and split it down the middle. Anything from batteries to Skittles, anything to make a nickel. And reminiscing where we barely ever had a nickel. When stealing no bicycle just for us to seem official. And running up in Brian Alvarez's crib just to pay him back, we was bad little kids. And flipping couches and taking money, y'all trousers, and tearing up people's houses. We was tripping, yo. Mama, I do apologize for the days I took that whip and you ain't realize. We was three deep in that dynasty, on the way to that Mayan street. Couldn't wait till you fall asleep, just so I could go take the key. Young blood, you remember those rad days? When I used to go to school for them half days. And you couldn't hoop if you ain't half grade. And you was weak if you ain't halfway.
Oh, those were the good days. I do miss them, no. We so out of here, baby. We made it out the struggle, but I do miss them, no. But I do miss them, no. Cause we made it to the mountaintop.
We ain't stopping either.
We got a long way to go, a long way to go. I feel like heaven is the mission, and I'ma take you with me. But we still got a long way to go.
I thank moms for the church.
Thank you.
I thank Twan for the basketball. I thank God too.
Praise him.
He made this bastard tall. Never eligible in the fall. That fourth and finalist kept me in the hall. No 2.0 grade average. No basketball. I ain't care about class at all. I was more concerned with fashion law. Skipping middle school just to pass them all. And beating homie up. He don't wanna pass the ball. Think it's funny, I'm about to blast his jaw. Shout out to Mr. Hammond for something he saw. When the other teachers in the staff only saw a dog, he saw a star. He told me to put on my cape and fly away like Melvin Farr.
Fly away, 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 fly away.
Way, baby. What up, y'all? This is the boy Mo Aker. Back once again. Sports and music with Mo Aker. You already know what it is. We're doing every single Tuesday. Yeah, it's the summertime. It's heating up out here in Los Angeles, California. Every single day is over hot. Over hot. I mean, like, 100 degrees easily.
Sports and music. Sports and music, sports and music,
yeah.
Sports and music, yep, it's going hand in hand. Yeah, we talking sports and music, yep, they going hand in hand. Ballin' with my beats, gotta have that upper hand. Tying up my sneakers, yeah, my ballers understand. And I hear them yelling from the stands, what they saying? Sports and music, sports and music, yep, it's going hand in hand. Sports and music, sports and music, sports and music, gotta get it how we can.
Once again with Mo Aker Sports and Music, man. I want to give you guys a quick little health tip, man. Something I've been doing for the past month or so, and it's been working out for me as well, man. It helps, you know, keep the weight loss off. It breaks down calcium in your body, man. So if you can, man, go out to the store, man. Go get you a bottle of apple cider vinegar. You know, maybe a little teaspoon. Drink that with water. You know, just notice the difference in your health and how you feel every single day, man. It's good for me. Yeah, so today we have my boy Sean Speed Dillon all the way from California. You know, this guy's been working with for over a year now. You know, he had a lot to do with the Motown project. You know, he mixed, mastered, guitar production, you know. He did a few things, man, to make sure that Motown album sounded the way it did. And we'll be bringing him on. But, it's good to be able to talk to you guys again this week, man. We had a short episode last week due to some technical difficulties with the Blog Talk Radio. But we're back once again. It's your boy Mo Aker, man. We'll bring your boy Sean Speed Dillon on. Sean, you there, Mike?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sean Speed Dillon, man. All right. Well, you're on Sports and Music with Mo Aker, man. Introduce the world to yourself, brother.
I'm Sean Speed Dillon. I play guitar with Mo, and I do the engineering and stuff.
Well, what else, man? You know, fellas in, bro.
You got to be short on the show, B.
Should I clue him into the guitar world?
They need to know about the guitar world. They need to know about your world, man. They, you know, we talk about hip-hop and R&B, man. We don't really get a chance to talk about the Rockers, man. What the Rockers doing up there up there in Magic Mountain, man? Let us know.
Well, the rock world is pretty cool right now, but, I mean, I'm concentrated on the hip-hop stuff with you. I did TV shows on VH1, and, of course, did the Motown album, did some work with Yuck Mouth, and that was really fun.
Yeah, that's cool stuff, man. How long have you been doing music, bro?
12 years now.
12 years. So the first thing you learned how to play was the guitar.
Grew up doing the rock band thing, you know, and all that. And then I got involved in hip-hop a couple of years ago when I went to the Music Institute for audio engineering. Met a lot of cool people there. And then that's how I meet PK from the Rough Riders, and he showed me how to produce and really helped me out with my music career. And that's how I ended up meeting you, Mo.
Yeah. Well, this is what we're going to do, man. They need to hear some of our work, man. I'm about to play the Motown record that's currently out right now. You know, you guys can go and download the album from my website, or you can just go to iTunes, iTunes.com. Or just go to moeager.com and, you know, just type in Motown and you can grab the album. But right now, we're about to play the song that me and him collabed on. It's called Enemy. So I want y'all to listen close to that hook, man. He's in there doing his thing on guitars, and then it's a cool little bridge part. All right, man, I'm giving too much away. All right, man, here's Enemy, man, featuring Anna Christina and your boy Mo Aker. Let's get it.
Like I've been running out here for years, man. Cause only God can have my tears, man. The devil is chasing me every minute. He want me to fall behind. I'm not timid. I will finish this race. Cause Christ died. Y'all are sinners. Cause I ain't perfect. Nobody on this surface. But as long as I walk the surface, I'ma walk here with a purpose. I'm getting nervous. Cause Christ died for that one purpose. So they won't hurt us. But I feel that evil lurking. She got that devil in her heart. The one you can't believe. Don't be fooled by her pretty lips and Maybelline. Or take a chance with the romance, she'll tear your heart. I know she looking like an angel, but she cold and dark.
Whoever finds me finds life. No waking and profit from rest. Liberate from darkness. Don't be the enemy, enemy, enemy. Whoever finds me finds life. No waking and profit from rest.
The bottles are gold, bottles are gold. The lights are bright, lights are bright. My shades is on, shades is on. High from the hype. We need you, God, cause we ain't right. Easily, these are the reasons we need Jesus Christ up in our life. Cause every day I'm trying to grow up. I'm trying to stop saying niggas so much. My niggas be like, so what?
That's why them white folks go nuts every time we show up. And they be like, hold up, and they don't even know us. They looking at us crazy before we even walk in. The double is serious.
He wanna see us all in coffin.
God is serious too. He wants you to live forever, forever with you and your crew, you and your fam, and your enemies too.
Whoever finds me finds life. No, I cannot profit from rap. Deliver us from darkness.
Yo, yeah, we back once again. Sean Speed Dillon, you still there, bro?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, so like, what was your experience, you know, just coming up musically, man? Like, who are some of your inspirations with, in the musical world for you?
So definitely, of course, you know, Jimi Hendrix, because he just changed the guitar world with the way he played. Also love, like, Eddie Van Halen, Santana, all those guys, like, those who are who I look up to, you know, when I play guitar, I want to, you know, reach the success level of them and, you know, master the guitar just like they do.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You know, so if you had to pick one of those artists to work with today, which one would it be?
You know what? I'd probably pick Eddie Van Halen, because I, when I was younger, I really looked up to him, and I would just listen to his records constantly and try to, you know, do the techniques he did with tapping and playing with two hands at once on the guitar neck. That would be really crazy. Cool for me.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. You know, one of my favorite movies was School of Rock, man. You remember that movie School of Rock with Jack Black when they're teaching the kids how to, you know, do the music and everything?
Yep. I would definitely drink a beer with Jack Black and jam, too.
What's the name of his group, Tenacious D?
Yeah, they're hilarious.
And they're a real group.
Yeah, I mean, musically, they're very inclined. I mean, they kind of goof off a lot, but, I mean, that's what they're known for. So it's kind of like that comedy rock stuff, and they do a great job.
Right, but it works for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. So how do you feel like it's important to actually integrate rap and, you know, rock into one sound? How do you feel like those things can, you know, really change the game? Or, you know, we always have hip-hop and rock, but, you know, how do you feel like you can implement your rock into hip-hop and make things sound, you know, different from the norm?
Well, it's like, you know, we do guitar solos at the end of songs and in little bridges and breaks and stuff. And I think it, like, no one really has done that kind of thing before. And it's really, if you look back in history, you know, it's blues and jazz influenced rock and hip-hop. Without that, both of those genres would have never come around. So I think it's like a good thing, you know, to kind of, they both went their separate ways and kind of bring it back and integrate both of them together and give people something like a little newer and different to listen to.
Absolutely, man. That's pretty cool, man. You know what? I was actually on Twitter earlier. Instagram. And, you know, a guy from Dubai actually posted a picture of it, and it said, yeah, Mo Egger Productions on it, and it had, like, the website, www.moegger.com, and, you know, I had to put it on, I had to re-gram it, you know what I'm saying? So it was cool because the name of the song that me and you worked on was called New Dubai Flow, and you actually had a cool little guitar solo at the end. So I would like to let the listeners hear where that pretty much stemmed from. You know, I met some good people over in Dubai. They believed in my movement, and, you know, they really supported me heavy over there in Dubai. So I'm going to play my intro record. It's called New Dubai Flow, man. When I wrote it, it was inspired by being on the top of the tallest building in the world, which is the Burj Khalifa. So by that being said, you know, I wrapped in a perspective on as being on top of the world, seeing everything, you know, just metaphorically speaking. But I'm going to let it play. You guys check out that cool guitar solo by Sean Speed Dillon at the end, man. Let's get it. Phone Time, New Dubai Flow, Marlager.com, all that.
Yeah, I'm on top, I know it's hard for you to see though. Been around the world, bought the name of C-Mo. And still fly it in the Beetle with my John Lennon on, keeping me cool as Mojito. Home topper, Burj Khalifa. Feeling like I'm closer to Jesus, telling me I'm a leader. Cop mama a new cheetah, shout out to Peter. Fat lady ain't saying yet, shout out Aretha. Yeah, I'm fly, I'm the Easter man here. And your clothes tight like pizza pants gear. And I hope my fans is listening clear. I just go and get the money like the pizza man here. Not to dwell on you fake, how y'all gonna hate now? It's kinda hard to hear you dog way out in Cape Town. Listen, cause I'm walking by faith now. So it's no biggie for me to fly out the States now. Layover, Dubai, stay the night. Why not? Wake up, catch a flight. Shout out to my future wife, she got me right. Upgraded to newer heights, not a Claybo wife. Never been a scholar, only got referrals. Now I'm meeting at the tallest building in the world. And meeting people that barely speak any English, but they recognize the G when they see me shine like a pearl. Yeah, and keep it funky like lunch meat. One hand in my pants like Al Bundy. On the couch watching Beavis and Butthead. I'm laughing at you little rascals looking like buckwheat. From the D to the hill, call me after phone. Mine is the swag and the badge, shout out the phony. Shout out to them fake homies, y'all know y'all own me. Keep making them heat rocks, Dre told me.
I know somebody y'all out there wondering, how can I play the guitar like that?
Yeah, man, is there anything that, you know, what can some of the youngsters or people in the local area, the California area, can do to learn how to play guitar, you know, such as yourself, man? Because
I know y'all heard that crazy riff on that good new Dubai flow. You know what I mean? He did his thing on the riffs, man. So, you know what we got to do to get that sound, B?
You know, it's really like listening and dissecting what other guitar players do and, you know, there are like a bunch of great videos on YouTube now and so much for young kids to just like go on the internet and find techniques to play. I mean, they pretty much will show you anything and or, you know, you get a good guitar teacher for them. But it's about really to playing on your fingertips and holding the guitar neck correctly. And that's how you get, you know, better when you really use your technique. And you don't bend your fingers and doing exercises and practicing every day. Because, like, I didn't always play that way. When I first started playing, I really was not good at all. I could barely play Smoke on the Water. And, you know, 12 years later, I'm able to do that. So you got to stick with it, practice, you know, at least a couple times a week, an hour.
All right. So do you actually do lessons? Do you give guitar lessons?
Yeah, I give guitar lessons and bass lessons, too. I actually have two lessons today I'm going to give, one at 3 and one at 5.
That's pretty cool, man. What is it like to actually teach the guitar and the bass? Do people actually pick up on your teachings fast, or is it a process? How does it work for you?
Well, I kind of gear it towards each individual. Be like, what kind of music do they like? Where are they improving? You know, there's like maybe this person is really good at the scales, and then I work on them with that, and we really go from there. I mean, of course, you start off with the basics, and both of my students have really grown a lot this last year, so it's just, you know, concentrating on what they like, making it enjoyable, and
having fun with the instrument more than just like, you know, learning, okay, you got to practice this, you got to do this and that. You know, I really try to make it fun for them and gear it towards what they want to learn.
That sounds good, man. We're about to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with Sean Speed Dillon, man. We'll, he's going to teach y'all how to play the guitar, man. We need to find out where we can get these lessons at. We'll be right back. Sports Music with Mo Egger, and let's get it.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetwork.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
Yeah. Hey, what up, Knox, dog? You my bro. Let me tell a little story, though.
I'm taking it back into them sound click days when that boy Dave hit me on ang. He like, what up, bro? Yo, you hooping make beats, too? I'm like, yeah. What you used to make heat with? Fruity Loop. He like, me, too. I still got that drum kit from 03 with them crazy samples and drum loop. Shout out to Ebonics, homie was cold too. Shout out to you non-believers, y'all old news. And I was off music, you like what? You wanna go to Michigan State in that Mark 8? I'm still proud of you, fam, for the day you lost weight. But you and Angel were perfect couple with Boss Face. Ha, you made summer in Miami. My brother from another mammy, man, we both go win a Grammy one day. You made summer in Miami. My brother from another mammy, man, we vocal win a Grammy one.
Hey, yo, Rico, hey, remember we used to call Knox on three-way, dog? We used to have something mad important to tell him, dog, like something serious. He'd be like, yo, bro, I'm going to hit you right back. Hit you right back. And he don't hit you back till like a week later.
Hey, you always tell me I'm winning because I'm self-efficient. Never depend on the next man to do my dishes. I paid attention. I could get it right. That's why I'm working harder and harder every day. Hard work without no intermission. My intuition told me you was a real one. That's why I'm giving you thanks like a pilgrim. Mo A, Olympics, we in the building. Killing all of you children, it's real, son.
Hey, Knox, yo. Remember when I first met you, dog? I came down with that beat CD, I had like 35 beats on it, dog. I don't even know how I fit all them beats on the CD, though. We rolled around Bat Out for like 2 hours, man. Still got about dark out. You already know what happens when you get dark. Trying to roll. Yeah, you know, trying to go get some 530. That's that 530 with some cracks off. Talking about that good Little Caesars, dog. You remember them? Remember that time I got mad at Shorty because she tried to charge me like 35 cents for extra ranch? I was heated. It's all good, though, fam. Yeah, we went back down to your basement. You had them big speakers, dog. Them speakers was like 6'7", dog. They was taller than me. I'm like, yeah. It's all good, dog. You my bro, man.
Yeah, man, we back again, man. Sports Music with Mo Egger on Easy Way Broadcasting. Yeah, so what's up, Sean, man? What's the word, man? What can we look out for these days from you?
Say that one more time.
I said, what are some things that we can look out for from you?
I'm working on a mixtape with some of my clients putting out, and I actually want to do, like, a little reggae EP kind of thing. So I'm working on that right now. I got a couple songs in the studio. We got to touch them up. And then, of course, we're going to do Motown too soon, so.
Yeah, we got a little bit of time before we do Volume 2, brother. Still got to capitalize on Volume 1, man. So right now, you know, we actually are in the preparation for the Interlock System video. You know, we're just locking down the locations, the few of the actors and actresses that's going to be playing in the actual video. And, yeah, that's the next preparation for that. But, you know, we have a long way to go, man. We're not rushing this movement, man. We're going to spread it out, man, and, you know, let you guys get hip to it whenever it's time and feasible for you guys. Say, Sean, man, how are you dealing with some of this hot weather, man? It's been like 100 degrees every day, man. It's been very hot up here in the valley, brother. I mean, how are you dealing with this right now, man?
You know, I actually dig the hot weather in California. I love it because, you know, I used to do construction and welding before I did all the music stuff, so that seat makes the heat even hotter, so it really doesn't bother me that much. Like, I love this time of year. I'll go outside at, like, midnight and sit outside and just look at the stars and kick it when it's, like, 85 degrees.
Yeah, it's pretty peaceful, man. It's been such a grind this summer, man. It's been such a work-based summer, man, you know, not only just spending time in the studio, but really just, you know, just trying to build the brand and other parts of, you know, besides the music thing, man, just the whole marketing thing. It doesn't even feel like the summer. The only thing that reminds me of that is the summer right now is that it's so hot outside, you know, because, you know, you've just been working, trying to build this brand, man, but, you know, at some point, we got to just, you know, relax and just enjoy the summer, man, enjoy the summer, but, you know, we got grinding to do, but, you know, I need to come up there, man, and holler at you at Magic Mountain, man. She was popping that way.
Yep.
Yeah. So, as far as if you had to pick one genre right now, you know, you come from the rock world, but would you say you pretty much fell in love with the hip-hop culture and the sound?
Yeah, I mean, basically, like, with what you can do, like, I love, like, you know, the old school guys and all that. Like, there is no rules with hip-hop. You can pretty much take it anywhere you want. And I like that kind of anarchy, you know, point of view in the music world.
Yeah. I mean, that's some of the coolest parts about making your own music, man. There's no limits, man. There's no rules. It's whatever sounds good, man. You put it together, man. And that's the beauty of making music, you know, especially with yourself and others, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, man. So what other side hustles do you have, man? Yeah, I know, you know, you're doing the guitar lessons, and we're going to talk later on how people can get lessons from you. What other things are you doing, man? I hear you out there trying to, you know, school people in the gym, man. What's the word?
Yeah, I give my friend who does tattoos, you know, personal training lessons in the gym. That's a lot of fun because, you know, I work out with him and keeps me in shape, and I'm helping someone else be healthy and have a better lifestyle.
That's cool, man. Yeah, I mean, that's really important, man, that we actually start working out because, you know, we spend so much time in the studio, man, sitting there making music, you know, time and hours go by without really, you know, no cardiovascular going on. So I think it's important if you're in music, man, you need to get in that gym and be working out. I mean, me today, I mean, I just went onto the track and got my sprints. You know, I got me some sprints in, man, got me some jumping jacks, man, just to get the heart rate going, man. Let's talk about how important it is to get that heart strong, man.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely helps out, gives you more energy, and, you know, working out releases all those endorphins in your brain, and walk into the studio all pumped up. Make some good music.
Pumped up, yep. If you ain't pumped up, the music will be pumped down. It's all good, man. So, have you talked to PKK, man? You know, I had PK on the show a couple months ago. You know, he talked about you guys and, you know, how was the pleasure of him being able to work with you and mentoring you and, you know, especially with, you know, incorporating the hip-hop with the rock stuff. Have you talked to good old PK, man? What's the word?
Yeah, I talked to him on my birthday last month. We're on the phone for like 45 minutes. He's working on his project. I think it's called Resurrection.
The Resurrection.
Definitely have some guitar work on that for everybody. And I think that'll be a really cool project. You know, him doing his own thing, no limits.
Mm-hmm. That's important, man. Well, man, no, that's about it, man. You know, it was good for you to come on the show, man. You know, thanks for visiting us today. I'm sure you have some things to take care of. I know you got your guitar lesson. How can we get guitar lessons from Sean Speed Dillon before we get you off the phone?
The best way to reach me is really my cell phone, which is 661-713-8948. Or you can contact me through email. It's Sean Dillon, SeanDillon, 777@gmail.com.
Y'all heard it. Well, let's get it, man. Well, that's Sean Speed Dillon, y'all. We're going to be back after this quick song, and I'm having my boy Refuge, the producer, on. Thanks again, Sean, and enjoy the rest of your day, bro.
All right, thanks for having me. You guys take care.
Absolutely, man.
Late.
They gon' call the kid Maui.
Maui.
Or stop Kihei 3-day shouty. I'm back in the airport. Therefore, gear shift like tugging the whip. Saudi. I'm back from back to the future. Somebody make fly, I never touch the hookah. I ain't sipped in years. If I did not shot some, less like to be the shooter. Still killing them soft. Peace, Luther. Road to success, the stress of seeing troopers. Determine the ball that can't avoid the tech. Pop 9 on my back, I'm a 22 from Jet. Fresh still a mad, my pops are still upset. Road to success, the stress of seeing troopers. Determine the ball that can't avoid the tech. 9 on my back, I'm a 22 from Jet. Fresh still a mad, my pops are still upset.
Pocket full of gold, shining like a pot of gold, jotting down my goals. Huh. And I'd rather pay the toll. I ain't worried about the swag, and then I worry about my role. Wake up, 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 wake up.
In the Middle East, pocket full of gold, shining like a pot of gold, jotting down my goals. Man, I'd rather save a soul. I ain't worried about the swagger, man, I'm worried about my role. Sometimes I wake up wondering how I'm gonna do this, when the stakes is higher, homie, than Ruth Chris. Look, man, this game ain't easy. Please believe my dog, this game is ruthless. But I ain't stopping, I'ma go harder and harder for my mother and my unborn daughter. I feel like it's my order to be the best and be the best to be the less. Defeat the stress, been feeling like I need the rest. Sleep for death. Till the end, I'ma keep it official, homie, who needs a rest? I need a breath to blow you cowards out the water. Sleep the best.
In the Middle East, pocket full of gold.
Get them, so I got them.
Yeah.
X plus one, now that's what I call a problem.
Right.
Dope lounge rapper till I'm gone. Conquest rider, gotta grind on the map. Living so there's no manana. Mama ain't raised no fool, nor a daughter. Brothers ain't raised no punk, we out of order.
Yeah.
It's funny how when beats get real, one letter can mean the difference between laughter and a slaughter. Blades get waved while waves get paid. Slaves get caged while chains get made. Cake gets baked, niggas get realer. Time goes on as the sickest get iller. Spitter need a spittle, horse on the front of. Niggas get laid down soon as they run up. Heck, he's been dope since veins met a needle tip. Or the day God said, throw a son up.
Yeah, I got the boy Refuge, the producer, on the line. I forgot I had problems.
Yo, yo.
What up, man?
What's happening, bro?
What up, man? Yo, I still got
man,
that song
still, man.
Stuck in my head.
Some other more from your...
Yeah, it's stuck in my head. I forgot I had problems. I forgot I had problems.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, that sounds
fun in the lab. You know what I mean. All right, man. Thanks for joining us today on Sports and Music with Mo Agar. Like I do any and every one of my guests, I need you to go ahead and introduce yourself to the world.
All right, wait, hold on. My bad. Somebody's trying to call me at the same time. That's Jeff, studio manager. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? I'm Refuge. I'm a producer, songwriter, born and raised in New Orleans. Been out in hustling. My thing, I mean, the grind. Like, you know, my brother Mo doing.
everyone else, you know, out here doing.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the grind, man, let's talk about the emotional ups and downs of the grind, man. You know, people like to talk about the grind and make it feel like it's always something that's popular. You know, like they made grind like a popular thing versus it being something, a realistic thing. You know, you might see somebody just on Twitter or Instagram like, we out here grinding. I'm like, but what's really grinding, man? Explain your definition of the grind.
Yeah, all right. I feel you on that, because everybody say they grind, and that is true. I mean, that word probably needs to be retired, because nobody understands the true meaning of it. You know, folks like to think they're busy, feel like they're busy. You know, they create a whole bunch of activity in their head, but you know, they really grinding there. You know, to me, the grind is, at the end of the day, it boils down to for one thing, you got to be organized, and you really got to know what it is that you want, and it's going out and doing everything you got to do to get what you get, whatever it may be. Whether your dream is to be a producer, you want to be a doctor. I mean, so that's going to school year round. You know, my she just graduated last year. You know, she went to school year round, didn't take a break from everything. I mean, that was her grind. That was her grind. You know, straight A student. You know, I commend her for that. You know. That didn't work for me. I was a straight A student in high school, but you know, college, man, I was ready. I was ready to take a break, you know. And music's been a thing for me. So, I mean, I still work a 9-to-5. I work 12-hour shifts, 3 to 4 days a week. But you know, I got the studio. You know, that I'm paying for a studio. I'm paying for a crib. I'm getting married next week. But despite all the things I got going on, despite all the responsibilities that I picked up, I mean, like, about my passion. That's
absolutely correct, man. I mean, you said some important things, especially, you know, just talking about the grind. You know, we can get so caught up in, you know, working and doing some of the things that we love to do, man. Sometimes you can neglect real life responsibilities, man. And sometimes you have to realize, just because we're chasing in particular goal or trying to develop something with our companies and do some cool things, man, we still have real life out there, you know. And I've been dealing with, you know, just trying to deal with real life issues, but still, you know, trying to keep it going with the music, man. And I'm finding it extremely tough at times to take care of the things I need to take care of, but still be able to keep my, you know, keep the creativity going, you know.
Yeah, you on that, man. It could definitely be tough. I mean, but the most important thing is, you got to keep God first and stay focused, because you up and down. I mean, you handle up and down. Life is gonna be life, no matter what you're doing, no matter how much you're making. We all got problems. You know what I mean? Like, you have problems, and we all got problems, no matter what, bro. for real. Whether you on welfare, whether you banking, you know, half a billion. You know what I mean? You still got problems. So,
absolutely.
I mean, life is still gonna be life. Family members still gonna get sick. Family members still die. I mean, you know, bills. You know, you got big boy bills, little boy bills. No matter what it is, you still got life that's gonna come at you. So,
yeah, life does not disappear, man. But that's a part of it, man. It's part of the sacrifice, man. You know, you still have to do things in order to keep home good. But you know, it's just like, you be like, man, I really just want to do what I love, man, and let everything else take care of itself, man. That's why, you know, you just got to make that paper, man. Make that paper, and then you can hire an assistant to take care of some of the things like that. You know, some of the big dogs, they got assistants, man, so they can really just concentrate on their crafts, man. You know, with guys like us,
exactly,
who are still up and coming, man, we got to multitask every single day, man. And I can get strenuous, babe.
it's extremely difficult, man. And you know, though, I look at it like the more responsibility you pick up, the harder it's gonna be. I mean,
yeah.
You know, for me, you know, it's definitely gotten harder, you know, with the decision. You know, I made the settle down, and I don't regret the decision at all or whatever. But you know, I understand what it is. So when I talk to people in different situations or whatever, and they're debating, how to move about and, you know, pursuing their dream, you know, I always tell them, you know, try to keep the responsibility down as low as you can be, as lean as you can be, because you got to be able to bend and forth
and the more you pick up, the harder it is within the flex. My thing, you know, I work a pretty solid job. You know, I'm an IT engineer for Cedar Sinai Hospital, and you know, the pay is pretty good. So it's, you know, it's like with that, I've kind of built a life dependency on my income, like my job. So for me, it takes me to make that much more money before I can say, okay, I can quit my job and do just what I love to do. So where someone else that might be working just a regular minimum wage job, I mean, it can be a lot quicker. It can be a lot quicker to be able to put down that job and focus on what you got to focus on, especially if you work a minimum wage job by yourself, living with somebody or living with your parents or whatever. Then you really got to take advantage of that when life is lean and easy for you compared to somebody else like me.
Absolutely. Well, this is my boy Refuge. Man, we got to take a quick song break real quick. This is Think Pink Gators. Motown, let's get it.
Blacks in Detroit exercise more power than blacks anywhere in the city of the United States. And we refuse in the city of Detroit to kiss their behind.
Let's get it.
My Detroit players.
Yeah. 'Cause I've been grinding all day. I came a long way from them crack your hard way. Northland all day. Where goons catch bodies over shades we call yay. Mama, it feels like I left the nest again. I'm on the west grinding harder than the Mexican. Me and hard work, we can be the bestest friend. 'Cause we moving on up like a Jefferson. 'Cause I remember on Jefferson. Who got Barkley phone? Well, they got weapons in. Runo, goons and they gumpo. Better take them kicks off quick. Never mind a popo. Man, them West Side boys is acting up again. Yo, them living noise boys back in the trap again. Gang squad outside cracking heads. And the Muslims still holding up the traffic, man. Giant Slide had the whole hood jumping. Bail out shootings at the whole hood run. We out, the whole hood hooped on alley crates. Look, I'm surprised I never pulled nothing. Focus, hope, saved the whole household. But box cheese and powder milk, that was gross though. It ain't really matter y'all, 'cause we was broke though. Now we on top of the world, screaming, what up though?
My Detroit players.
Yeah, what up, Tony, man?
My Detroit players.
Yeah, we made it all the way to Sunset, baby.
I've
been grinding all day. I came a long way from the cracky hallway. Northland all day. We're going to catch bodies over shades of tall.
Could it be the pink gators that's making people hate us? What you talking about? We something like the greatest. Hold it tight, 'cause we known for taking ladies. Take your ladies. We ain't playing with you. Pat it up how you like me. Dirty glove on my back. 313. Yeah, we getting money. Stack it to the sky. It ain't even funny. But steady on the grind. And we never stop. Keep your eyes open, 'cause we coming like we mob. You know what it is. Tricks are only for the kids. For the kids.
Yeah. Trey playing this real quick, donkey. Yo, Fuge.
Yeah,
here, brother.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, man. So, what you working on these days, dog? I know I be walking by that studio room, I be hearing some heat, man. What's goody, man? Fill us in.
I mean, right now, what it is, you know, for the couple of weeks, I've been doing a lot of client work. Just working on a lot of mixes for clients and everything, but, so right now, I just wrapped up a couple of projects for clients going just to, you know, get a little extra bread. But right now, it's the EP now. I can go ahead and work on the EP. In addition to other things, I'm working on other little side projects. My hope is that I'm going to lock in and knock the EP out with me and my partner, my main writing partner, QB Smith, going to knock
shout out,
you know, probably about a, yeah, shout out to QB Smith. It's probably going to be a track EP, more so just showcasing what we do. I mean, neither one of us are really trying to be, but at the end of the day, you kind of got to be artists in your own right. So you ain't waiting for nobody else to open the doors for you, you know what I mean? So
that's
what it is right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, actually, you know,
cool,
that's right. You know, you came by the studio yesterday, you know what I mean? We was working on stuff. that might actually be one of the tracks on the EP. I had started it actually for the summer, but I think I'm gonna go ahead and pretty much start fresh with the whole project because I had too many breaks in it, you know, doing other things with clients. I just want to lock in. Take like two to 4 weeks to really lock in on the project.
All right. Well, that's cool, man. Well, thanks again for joining us on the show, man. I know you have a busy day, man. Where can we find you, man? What's your website, your Twitter handles? We need all that, man, so we can keep in contact with you, bro.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that want to get at me, y'all, you can hit me up on the website, refuge.com. That's refuge.com. On Twitter, at refuge. Grand Refuge. I mean, SoundCloud Refuge. Everything Refuge. REF, you somebody tell it like that.
That's what's up, bro. Well, thanks again for joining us on this week's portion of Sports and Music with Mo Agger. I'm sure we'll connect pretty soon here and get some things done, bro. Good luck to you, and congratulations on that up-and-coming wedding, bro. Good stuff.
For sure, bro. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
See you.
All right, you guys. Well, we reached that good portion of the show where, you know, unfortunately, we come to the end. I need you guys to go out there and check out the website. That's www.moagger.com. We have a lot of good things coming up. You know, I'm still prepping for the award show next month for the Entrepreneurs on the Move Award. And that's August 4th at Nokia Center, and it should be really good. So I pray I'll go ahead and win that. Try to be the best producer in the world, if I, you know, the Lord will, of course. So we out here working hard, man, every single day. Catch us next week, same time, same place. EZ-Way Broadcasting. That's Sports and Music with Mo Agger, y'all. We out of here. What's my theme music?
Thank you for listening to Sports and Music with Mo Agger, only on EZ-Way Broadcasting. Join Mo every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.